Shalom to all. Today we're on Maseches Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is bringing B'schos Asbras Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Receive Hagon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav tells us Asar Dvarim Nivru BeErev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. There are 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. This means that they're very special and very unique because regular mundane things that we use on a daily basis that are just around in the regular world of Teva were created in the first 6 days of creation. Something that doesn't really need to be created, if you will, that's a Shabbistic thing. And Mishnah telling us that these things were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos in the beginning of creation. That means that it was almost Shabbos, but not yet Shabbos. So these things are very unique, very special, and in a way very spiritual. Ve'eluhin, these are them. Number one, Pi Ha'aretz, the opening of the ground that Korach was sucked into with all of his followers when he started up with Moshe Rabbeinu. Upiya Be'er, the mouth of the well. This refers to the Be'er Shel Miriam, which is the rock that provided water for all of Am Yisrael in the Midbar. Upi Ha'asayin, the mouth of the donkey. This is Bilam's donkey, which spoke to him. Va'keshes, and the rainbow that Hashem showed to Noach after the Mabel, the Haman, and the man that we ate for 40 years in the Midbar, the Hamata, and Moshe Rabbeinu's staff that all the Nisim were done with. This was actually made out of sapphire, and it was extremely heavy. It wasn't natural that a person should be able to lift it. The Hashamir, and the Shamir worm, this is a special worm that was used to break the stones that were to be used for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says that no metal is allowed to be used when making the Beis HaMikdash, so how are we supposed to cut stones if we can't use a saw? That's what the Shamir worm was for. And these three things all have to do with the luchos. The ksav is the carving out of the letters of the luchos. The michtav is the fact that the aser sederos on the luchos were able to be read from both sides of the luchos, no matter how you were looking at it, which is obviously an ace. And the luchos themselves were etched by Hashem, Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. And v'yesharim, some say there was a few more things, vafa mazikin, also shedim, ukvarasa shel Moshe, and Moshe Benu's burial place. We do not know the specific place where it is. Ve'ele shel Avram Avinu, and the ram of Avram Avinu, when he was at the Akedah about the Shechti Yitzchak, all of a sudden an aisle or ram appeared in the bushes, and some say that was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. V'yesh Ayrim, some say Av Tzvas B'Tzvas Asuya. Even the first pair of tongs was created because that has to be made with tongs. How do you make tongs? Well, you have to hold a piece of metal in the fire with a pair of tongs. So the first pair of tongs, how was that made? Must be was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos according to the Shita. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now we have a different number, the number 7. Shiva Dvarim B'Gailam V'Shiva Dvarim B'Chacham. There's 7 things with the Gailam that express themselves in a chacham. Now, gailam is usually the word used to describe something that's unfinished. For example, a gailam of a kli. You could have a big ball of clay, which is partially shaped into a kli, but since it's not completely finished, it's just called a gailam. And over here, we're talking about a person. The person's the gailam. He's lacking very significantly in his midos, and therefore he's called a gailam. And these midos, which the gailam are lacking, are found in a chacham. So now we list them. Chacham, ain't a medaber b'fnei mishu gadol menu b'chachma. A chacham doesn't speak before somebody who's wiser than him. Also, he doesn't interrupt while his friend's in the middle of speaking. One person's in the middle of speaking, you interrupt him, so you confuse him, you get him all fuddled, and that's something that a chacham does not do. Also, he's not hurried, he's not quick to give an answer. You ask him a question in halacha, he takes his time, he answers nice and slowly to make sure that he gives the proper answer. Also, this is the same thing, this is referring to a Talmud who's a chacham. He asks his Rebbe a question, his Rebbe's in the middle of discussing one topic, so he asks in that topic, and because of that, his Rebbe is able to respond according to the proper halacha. Also, when he's asked a question, he responds regarding the first thing first, and regarding the second thing second. Also, regarding something he did not hear from his Rebbe, he'll say very clearly, I did not hear this from my Rebbe. I could tell you the answer, but I didn't get it as a messiah from my Rebbe. And lastly, he'll admit to the truth, which means if he doesn't remember something, instead of saying, I never learned, he'll say, I learned it, but I forgot it. And v'chilufein, begailam, the opposite of all these things is found by a gailam. A gailam does speak before somebody who's smarter than him and will interrupt his friend while he's talking. He'll ask something that has nothing to do with the topic on hand being discussed. He'll respond to the second thing first and the first thing second. He'll claim that he did hear something from his Rebbe even though he didn't. And if he forgot that halacha, he'll just say, I don't know, instead of saying, I learned, but I forgot. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes with more than number 7. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.